From their new album, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for De La.
Go!
Yo,
back once again.
Yeah, with an episode. What is it? Six.
Six.
Are we getting this? Getting to six already?
I like your trainers.
Thanks. They're SB Dunks. I got them from Note.
Note?
Yeah, in the Northern Quarter.
All right.
And it was before everyone went mad for Dunks.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear them because I've got loads of shoes. I very rarely wear them.
Yeah.
Like, the more you have, the better they are because you just get to wear loads so you don't fuck them up.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you used to have one pair of trainers and just used to wreck them.
Yeah.
So then I was just out in a shop and, like, it was in a shoe shop, and these guys were like, ooh, proper wanking over my shoes. And I was like, yeah, I got them when no one cared about these shoes, mate.
Do you, for your trainers, do you just get the same shoe but different styles of the same shoe?
No, sometimes I do that.
Cause
you mean different colorways?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that shows your naivety. Because this is a Dunk, and a lot of this isn't what you normally see.
Right.
That'll be a Jordan 1.
Right,
that you think you see. They're quite similar, yeah, right. But it's not the same shoe.
Right, okay.
And someone else would know
when's
that.
When's the last time you bought a pair of trainers?
Or
were given?
I bought some about 2 weeks ago. A Jordan 4 yellow and black colourway.
Yeah.
Off a guy I know who tries to resell trainers, but he's not very good at it. So when he puts them on, you just wait 2 weeks and you get them. You get them for cheaper.
Like the shittest eBayer in the
pretty
world.
Pretty much that, yeah. That is it.
And these new trainers haven't destabilised the rest of the squad?
No. That's it. When you bring a big pair in, it doesn't upset the chemistry. People will be like, where are we going to fit this in? On the rack? Is it going to be able to... is it upset the rest of the rack?
Have you ever bought a pair of trainers and then you just instantly thought, these are shit?
Why? Yeah, loads. Yeah. Bought some proper dat. I used to, when I was in 2006-ish, when I decided that I fancied a girl who liked indie music, so I started listening to all that, started like dressing different and that, like a fucking bell.
I'm trying to think what indie trainers are.
Yeah, so more like Gazelles and shit.
Ah, right.
And that there was these...
Until Amanda I was never happy.
That yeah, means. Oh, mate, that was so bad. tell them what you're talking about.
Basically, Newcastle fans had a banner. There was another banner that the Palace fans put up, which was a bit more controversial. But the Newcastle fans had a Stone Roses-themed banner that said, Until Amanda I was never happy, riffing off Sally Cinnamon. I mean... You had on the way here. You had an amazing suggestion.
I had a lot of amazing suggestions on the way here. Like buy two full size Twixes, king size Twixes. That was an amazing suggestion. Still got one in the car because you declined yours.
Was it Fog on the Time based?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the
Amanda is fine. She's all mine. All
that's
mine.
It,
that's it. Yeah. Wow.
So I'm just showing Danny.
Why have they made her look like Reese Witherspoon?
It's not a good likeness, is it?
No.
Or it is a good likeness, depending on how you look at it.
But isn't there a song called Mandy that they could have just used?
Well, they did that, didn't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you not? Because is your phone connected?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Play it.
Where is it? Oh, I didn't listen to this, you know.
Ah, you'll be listening to it live. This is great podding.
What is it? The Geordie singer. Do you like the Geordie racer?
I actually love the original.
Who is it?
Manilow. Mandy.
Mandy Manilow.
Mandy Manilow, yeah.
I remember all my life supporting the black and white.
No matter where you are. I thought it was Home and Away.
Just so you know.
Legends in our team.
And from the very first moment I saw you, you beheaded a journalist. Fuck them.
Super memories
Shearer and Gazzer and Beardsley, so many. Hold on, how long have you been watching these cunts? They were playing in the like the late 80s, early 90s. I remember them. Oh, I've been watching you since the start, yeah. At least throw a fucking Jackie Milburn in, or is it Malcolm McDonald? I was getting mixed up with the guy that was in Clockwork Orange. Yeah. Oh, was it Malcolm McLaren? He's the Sex Pistols man.
McDowell is...
Michael McDowell, yeah, is the Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So who's the Newcastle striker?
McDonald,
yeah. Never even mentioned him. Not a McDermott to be seen.
Anyway, you're on the cusp of it. Oh,
man. So long
ago. Oh, I didn't realise the verse was going on. Ashley came to spoil
the show. Fuck. Beautiful woman. What show did he spoil?
I also love the way in this, like, the singer's going for it properly.
Where were they when Ashley took over?
I don't know.
Who did they have playing? Lawrence Robert. A
man or a name. You recognize the song, don't you?
Had I know the song, yeah. Make us great again. A man. What a vision. What a genius. Who'd have thought, right? What a genius vision. No one had seen that. You get the richest royal family in the world to take over your club. You'll be a rich club. Oh, visionaries all over the place. Who's this prick, Noz?
Just a random, innit? You came and you saved us from Ashley. And you took him away, Amanda. He shot him in the back.
Wrapped him up in a big fire trap coat.
God. They probably gave him a choice. You can either have bone saw or like,
yeah,
some snooker balls in a,
yeah, some sort of fucking sock. Don A hockey stick.
I went into
a... Who's this Amanda woman, by the way? Like, I know she's a bit, but is she from Newcastle? Does she love the club? Or is she getting PR backhanders off some fucking human rights abusers?
She's proper milking it as well. Like, going to meet all the fans,
It's filthy.
I know.
It's making the city thing look dignified. Fuck, like, it's... I actually now prefer the guy with the caca tattoo. Which is available at all good bookshops. Yeah, we love you today, Amanda. Fucking love them to knock it down and build a mosque.
St. James's Mosque.
Yeah. But just bring it in. Just slowly.
Yeah.
So, like, at first they go, what? No shoes in the Gallagate? They're like, no, you have to take your shoes off now to get in the Gallagate.
Didn't that minaret used to be a floodlight?
Yeah, the floodlight's a minaret there. Why is every stand the East Stand? They were straight at it, straight from the referee's first call to prayer. Amazing.
Oh, but yeah, that is Newcastle. A little Newcastle cameo for the start of the pod. But we want to talk about another United.
Sheffield United, aren't they owned by Saudis?
This is Well, this is the argument a lot of Newcastle fans say, like, why was no one talking about that?
Because it's like a Saudi guy,
why?
Isn't it? It's not.
Why, Daniel?
It's not Saudi Arabia.
Why, Daniel, is everyone picking on Newcastle fans?
I know. Should leave them alone, man.
On a serious note, like.
On a serious moat.
On a serious moat. Raoul Moat. On a serious note, like. I've got a level of sympathy with Newcastle fans. I've said this before because I've got mates who are Newcastle fans.
I've got black mates.
And some of my best friends are from Newcastle.
Some of my best mates are black and white.
and the proper sound, and they do feel uncomfortable with what's going on, as well as being happy that Ashley's out. But there's also some other Newcastle fans who, if you criticise the Saudis and what the Saudis have done in terms of human rights and stuff, they'll start defending the Saudis. This is what I don't feel comfortable with, because that's weird. That's almost like they've instantly brainwashed a whole swathe of the people.
Darth Vader was all right, you know. He was just trying to find his son.
I mean, he was kind of, wasn't he?
Exactly, that's what I mean. You can make, if you argue and dance around enough, you can make any argument, innit? So, have we got to talk about him?
Talk about who?
fucking
Ole.
Bored of it.
Bored. It's only just started. It's revving up. You should be giddy like all.
It's been in the Twitter sphere for ages.
You should be giddy like all these accounts that are sort of buzzing off it and speculating.
Fucking oil of Ole, mate.
How do you? I mean, let's start with how you feel about Ole as the manager.
He's got to go because he's not good enough, and that is. But the thing is, that's fine.
Yeah.
No one ever thought he was.
Yeah.
It's not like Mourinho who let us down because we thought he was going to be good enough.
Yeah.
And then he started being a knobhead and playing fucking McTominay at centre half and that, spitting his dummy out. Ole just isn't good enough. But that's all right.
Yeah.
And he should know that. And I'm not saying he should walk away, but I think there should be some sort of like, look, don't sack me. Like Ricky Gervais, isn't it? Don't sack me. But he's got to go. They've got to let him go nicely and give him some money.
Mm, yeah.
But it's the board's fault. Why has he signed a four-year contract? Why is anyone signing four-year contracts now? The only reason you sign a four-year contract in football now is to stop people coming in and getting you for free or tapping you up and going next year. Who's doing that with Ole? Name me another club in world football, like a big club.
Yeah.
Or not even a big club, a medium to large club that's going to want him as their manager.
Well, again, like going back to Newcastle, in any other sort of era, if a team such as Manchester United were looking to get rid of the manager and Newcastle wanted a manager, it would be an automatic connection. But no one's saying that.
No one's asked. Yeah. It's the same with like the players now. They used to all go to Everton.
Yeah.
And now they don't because our players are shit. The ones that leave. And we can't get rid of them and are on big wages, etc.
It always used to be Middlesbrough and Everton, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's more so. Like, I think Everton must have had more players off United than any other side.
Yeah. Pip Neville.
Pipo Nev.
Darren Gibson.
Gibbo. Tim Howard.
Fucking hell.
Rooney back. There must be Michael Keane, although he didn't go from us.
Yeah, no, but you're right. There's now
like Kanchelskis.
There's less worth in doing that.
Sahar.
Yeah. Did he go directly?
Louis Laurent Sahar. Yeah.
Louis Sahar is probably the one sort of player that I kind of think, if he'd have stayed clear of interest, he could have been like a massive star.
Yeah, I loved Sahar.
He was really good.
He's a baller.
Yeah.
And they did like a footballer's crib once and his house wasn't even all that. And I just felt, he didn't even have a front fence.
And did you like that? Did that make you like
him? How can you be a Premier League footballer and not have a front fence?
Yeah, but that's kind of charming, isn't it?
Maybe it was in a gate. It didn't show you that probably in a gated community, innit? And you don't need a front fence. Cause it's
he's actually a really good carpenter, but he got injured halfway through it.
That's probably what it was, wasn't it?
And he wasn't able to.
Carpal tunnel. Out for 6 months. No more carpentry.
It was probably made out of balsa wood.
Yeah, like his legs. Louis Laurent Sahar. Yeah.
But anyway, we're going off topic.
That's what we do here.
The point is, Newcastle wouldn't want Solskjaer.
No, would they fuck? For what? To say, who have they got? Oh, Maxi. Or who else have they got? Who I don't even know. Lascelles. He just adds an. He's like an Australian cricketer. He just adds an E on the. Or Rashi Lingi. And he just tries to make it sound like they're mates.
He is. He's got the kind of substitute teacher. Energy,
that is exact. Hey kids, what's your favorite Tupac album?
I thought you were actually going to go into like a Eminem rap there. Hey kids.
Yeah.
But also, see the thing with that is like that using that teacher analogy, it's almost a case of now, like if they, I mean, towards sort of the like up to when we recorded this podcast, the most latest reports are kind of saying they'll keep him for a few games, or they'll at least keep him until the Spurs game.
Why?
Well, this is the thing, like. Do you know, like, you got to a point sometimes with a teacher where they lost all credibility with the kids. Like,
yeah.
You had that.
They've lost the classroom.
Yeah.
Mate, Pogba's throwing fucking paper aeroplanes at Solskjaer's head.
Were you?
Bruno's shining his Casio watch in his eye like that, like just the light. Bruni and Pogby.
You've got that thing where, like, everyone would hum. And then when the teacher sort of said, is it you? Like somebody else would pick up the humming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the final whistle is a signal for me, not you.
Do I, would I be correct in thinking you were a little bit of a little shit at school?
No, I was a good guy, mate.
Were you?
Yeah.
Never gave teacher any trouble?
Nah. Nah, I was a good guy. Miss Parry made me sit like right at the front. Right. Like proper, like on the front wall. Like almost, if she was like the batsman, I was in like leg slip.
Why were you, well, behind her?
Yeah, because like, so she could
was
like...
Was she teaching in the round?
No, it was like, it wasn't like behind her, but her desk was a little bit... Because my desk was flush to the wall, and obviously she couldn't be because she's facing the other way,
right.
She was a bit pronounced.
Yeah.
So I would be like there, yeah. And she would be there, me and another lad, because we were just talking. We weren't naughty.
Right. And she's still with us.
Miss Parry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not called Miss Parry now. She's called something else. I think she's married.
Miss Rashid.
No, Deirdre.
Yeah, so it's almost a case of like now he's in an impossible situation, Solskjaer, because he's been undermined. Like,
yeah,
like he's in the last few days and hours, like he's become a bit of a like a laughingstock, hasn't he?
Yeah, when I think the time to go is when other teams are like, oh, don't sack him.
Well, weren't the Liverpool fans singing his name at the game?
Right.
They were singing Ole's at the wheel.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
You're a fucking laughingstock, innit? When they're
I think both of us are coming from the point of view that like we both like him as a person.
Yeah, and he's done a good job. Like I put a tweet out. I don't know whether I've mentioned it on here before. I don't know whether it was last week or not.
Yeah.
That he's like. I think I did, didn't I? If he was a comedian.
Yeah.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
He's literally taken us as far as he can. And that is fine. I don't know why he's like, does he think fucking Beckham's going to swing a managerial corner in and he's going to get his toe on it?
Did you,
do you think that is a thing? Do you think that's like, because he played in that game, which was seen as the most unlikely comeback
possible
in the history of football, or one of the most unlikely comebacks, that he thinks now he can do that managerially.
But the funny thing
is... Are we 1-0 down to Bayern now? Mario Basler scored?
The funny thing is that's his greatest moments have all been of that ilk.
His greatest moment was when he got sent off. I think it was against Newcastle.
Yeah.
When the guy went through and he just fucking booted him.
Oh, yeah, when he was playing.
On the halfway line.
When everyone said, oh, he sacrificed himself there. Yeah,
that's his greatest moment.
But, like, in management, like, his teams have been at the best when they've done those unlikely comebacks, haven't they?
Yeah, but that's not... Like, the fact... I know we don't talk tactics. We do talk football. That's a misunderstanding on this pod. But we don't talk, like, stats and tactics.
No, or punditry.
Yeah, but I will say, like, the fact that United got absolutely fondled by Atalanta in the first half an hour and then he played the same team against Liverpool is absolutely damning.
Yeah.
Damn Daniel. It's a great pod. You should check it out.
We should have a section where you damn people on this pod.
Crossover. A little crossover like Alan Iverson. There's another crossover, football, basketball crossover. Yeah. He's got to go. I'm not arsed who they bring in, but it can't be him. Well, I say I'm not arsed. I am obviously arsed. Yeah. I don't want like fucking Shane Ritchie.
No.
I think that would be a bad appointment. Although, but I don't know now. At least he'd probably have more respect.
Well, I mean, you joke, but like what qualifications did Solskjaer have for the job in the first place?
Again, he scored a little topo.
But this is the thing, like, I think you made the point.
I mean, by the way, I will cut myself off because he can obviously be, like, you don't get to be a manager. It's not like the old days. You don't get to be a manager now without all the badges and stuff. So he obviously knows what he's doing to an extent.
He knows
he's
where
just
to,
not
he,
elite.
He definitely knows where to put cones and stuff. Like, he'll have gone through, like, those training sessions and stuff. But... There's two points that you made which I thought were really good.
Touch on them, Noz.
I'll touch on them now. The first one was that you
touch
actually...
on them like they're skulls, his daughter's feet.
Fucking hell. I was wondering whether we could sort of slip past that.
No.
But no. We'll go.
I won't do it properly now. We'll talk about it later. I've just had a little nibble there.
we'll chew the fat a little
bit. Yeah.
But yeah, like the first point you made was, if anything, Solskjaer should be almost weirdly applauded because he's overachieved for what he is and the experience he's got. So like it's almost a case of like he's done as much as he's actually done better than you'd expect him to in some ways. And the other point that you made was you kind of think he's a better manager than he is a coach, but you need to be both now. Like he can manage people.
Yeah. Well, you need to be both if you haven't got a coach.
Yeah.
Like if Kieros is there,
yeah,
Fergie doesn't need to do that as much.
He's got McKenna. He's got Carrick. He's got Phelan.
Mate, that's the thing. They've just extended them.
They've extended Phelan's contract.
They need to extend his fucking shorts. Have some trousers on the cunt.
Do you reckon,
Phelan's greatest achievement at United is bursting a balloon.
He's a gif. His greatest achievement is a gif. Just to sort of deviate slightly, like, are you ageist when it comes to shorts?
Shorts? Mm. Or shorts? I was like, is Luke Shaw too old now?
Shorts.
He's stinking the place out, by the way. Anyway, what do you mean?
As in?
No, there's no age limit on shorts.
I do think there's a length limit. Because, like,
every year you get, you have to have an inch longer.
Because, like, Phelan's, there's not an issue with Phelan wearing shorts, but, like, they're a bit short shorts, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's the other, like, it's what era you're from. He's obviously from the Ron Hill era, and he used a pair of, remember them Ron Hill shorts? Like, you could see everyone's dick and balls.
Yeah. Like Paul Scholes.
Fucking hell. Isn't it mad how that's the second least embarrassing thing that's happened to Scholes?
Literally everyone knowing what your bell end looks like is the least worst thing about you.
It's fucking... I want to talk about it later.
But yeah, so do you think there's any chance that...
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Go on, what?
That he stays?
No, not only that he stays, it's that can he turn it around?
No, he can't turn it around, mate. Fucking Bonnie Tyler couldn't turn it around. it's shit. And he doesn't know what he's doing. Why? He obviously doesn't know what he's doing because he started the same team against Liverpool, who are well better. And say what you want about fucking Peter Feet Eater, Paul Scholes. Like, he absolutely called it. Did you see that thing? He was like, he literally said, if they start like that against Liverpool, they'll be 4-0 down at half time. And they were 4-0 down at half time.
So what do you think will happen if he stays on now? Up until, say, Christmas, what do you think? How do you think the team will do?
I think there'll be a lot of...
They'll just meander.
Yeah, like... I think he won't go against Tottenham if they win or lose. I think he'll go if they lose against Atalanta, because I think they're more bothered about the Champions. It's a really bad look if you bring Ronaldo back and he's playing on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I just think that's the flex that they'll do. Maybe, because there was a lot of chat, wasn't there, about him going last night? I had some GCs or some rumours popping off. I've got a very burpy. I apologise.
I'm a bit burpy as well.
There's a lot of rumours, just them double twicks, isn't it? There's rumours popping up off in the GCs that I'm in about it's done. He's gone. Conte's in.
And these are good. These are reliable.
Well, no, because he's not gone and Conte's not in, but they were chatting like it was done. And then there's that weird Fabrizio Romano sliding doors video where like he recorded one.
Yeah, so I mean, at the point of recording, there's a video going around on Twitter that he's not tweeted himself, but it's basically him saying, "Here we go, Solskjaer's been sacked." Now, I'm of the opinion that it might be some kind of deep fake, but you're wondering whether it's like a take.
Yeah,
like
He's just recorded it, and then recorded another one.
Do you think basically you're saying that what Romano does is like one of them books where like you can
choose your own adventure? Yeah, he's done that, and he's recorded one going, and Ollie is gone, because he's probably got that information from Conte's camp, innit?
Yeah.
So he'll think that's done. I don't know. I think they'll bring Conte in. I think it'll be a disaster. And it continues, same as it ever was.
So, in terms of who's been named as potentials, there's Conte, Zidane.
No, the thing is, Zidane, no one's ever said Zidane. Zidane said he doesn't want the job.
He only
wants to manage France.
Has he said that?
Yeah, pretty much says he doesn't want to do
club
management. Yeah. I don't know where that's come from. I think it's mainly because he's fucking an Adidas spokesman and he's played with he's managed Ronaldo.
Okay, let's strike him out. You've got Conte, you've got the fellow Ten Hag from
that's
Ajax.
Who most sensible people want.
Just because his team set up well, he's obviously very tactically sort of aware and sort of, and like also for a team like Ajax who keep on losing their best players, he's doing really well in Europe.
Yeah. Well, you say best players, they can have one back that United have took.
And he's at a good age. I think he's like early 50s.
52.
How do you know that?
Saw it the other day. I think he's 52. I don't know how old's fucking
Solskjaer.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's like 53 or something.
Do you reckon? Ten Hag is 51.
Right. Good age.
Conte's 52.
Is it?
Yeah, that's right. And Ollie is 48.
Oh.
Good age.
It's funny, isn't it, how like Solskjaer went from like babyface to like growing old rapidly.
Yeah, but he's got, because those babyface people, they don't age well. I mentioned this on the Damn Daniel podcast. Like, if you look dead young for ages, once you get old, you look like you've been put through an app. It's really weird. really weird.
I mean, I suppose what we're saying here is like the job's aged him, and it'd be kinder to let him loose.
They've got to let him. He can't. The thing is, he's trying to stay in this job because he knows he won't get another job. There's only one job he can have after this, or two. He can probably go back to Mould. Or he can,
Norway manager.
The Norway manager, yeah.
Do you...
And then he can manage his little boy, Haaland,
yeah,
who I'm convinced that that's the only reason that they're
still
thinking about it, yeah.
What do you think he was thinking? What would it... Like, when somebody said, like, is it time to go, whatever, he said, no, because we've come so far.
That was, I think, when he said that, that's a little fucking thing at the board where he's like, remember how shit this was when I took over?
Right.
It's better than that now.
And what has he done? What has he
done? It's almost like he's a victim of his own success. Like he's hyped himself up too much.
Yeah.
And then he can't. Basically, he's done that thing like that lads do when they're like on nights out and they're like, I'm smashing. Like Danny Dyer in Football Factory. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to smash you. Oh, mate, you're not going to be able to walk for a week when I'm finished with you. And he's like, fucking 4 minutes a mish and he's done. Like,
and then Frenchie whispers something in his ear and he shits it.
Yeah, well, essentially, that's exactly what's happened. And he's like a victim of his own success.
Yeah.
And he can't... But thing is, you can chat about it and you can watch all these YouTube videos about it and everything. But the fact is, he's reached his ceiling. But that's all right.
Yeah.
But the club have got to go, nah, mate, you've got... This is the thing with United. They give contracts. They give bad contracts out. They're run badly. And this is just another example of United being run badly. They've given him a 4-year contract when they weren't sure whether he was the one anyway. He's had a dip like this before when he first got the job permanent.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, man. I think it's just nostalgia and like doughy-eyed, like, because everyone, obviously, I would rather, there's no other manager I would rather us be successful with than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I'd love him to win everything. But in reality, he should have had the sack at the end of the season when, if he couldn't win that Europa League, he's not going to win anything else.
If it was exactly the same situation now and he'd won something like
Europa League. If he wins that Europa League, this is a different start to the season, I think. Right. He looked shit coming in. He looked like he knew the writing was on the wall. Like, if he wins that, I think we're second. I think we play better. I think... everything's better.
It's also interesting, like, if you go down my sort of, if you indulge me about the whole thing about Ronaldo's part of the problem, then the camera going to Fergie and him sort of being gutted in that little clip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Fergie kind of caused it because Fergie wanted Ronaldo in. And even when you're talking about Solskjaer dropping Ronaldo, then you had that video where he's with that MMA guy saying, oh, you shouldn't have dropped Ronaldo, you play your best players.
Yeah. But the thing is like in the same way that Fergie would have made it work. Fergie can't talk like that because Fergie would have made it work.
Yeah.
Fergie's going, oh, you should have done this, this, and this. He would have done that and it would have been fine. But he can't do that. That it all goes back to him being tactically inept.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the whole hoo-ha that's sort of erupted over what Neville thinks?
What is Neville meant to say? Like, they shouldn't even be asking Neville. It's a conflict of interests. Like, they know he's not going to say it. Just don't... Like, this is the thing. Has anyone mentioned, like... I suppose it's the same for Carragher. But, like, Carragher's been a pundit when fucking... Was Carragher a pundit when Dalglish was the manager the second time?
Don't think so.
Like, you'd soon see what it was like then. He wouldn't have said a thing.
I suppose it's like, say, if Gerrard started doing really badly at Rangers.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't say, oh, he's got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, the thing is with Neville, what I've seen, he said he's got to go in so many different ways other than he's got to go.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want from him? I'm not his, like, I've got no opinion here. I think he's a good pundit, but I'm not going to, like, go to bat or slag Gary Neville off. But I just don't understand what people want. They just want... I don't know what they want. Like, there was a tweet on today on Twitter going, oh, Ollie's got it again. That twat Neville's to blame for this.
I know, like, it's how? Like, it's like it's not even his... It's not
fucking...
Like,
what is... Joel Glazer does not know what Gary Neville is saying.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's not even as if, like, if Gary Neville sort of today turned around and said, actually... I'll say it, like, Solskjaer needs to go. It wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, Joel Glazer's not going to suddenly press the fucking trapdoor and Ollie's gone to the pool of sharks.
Great show, by the way, trapdoor.
Oh, don't remember. I've got a memory of it. I remember it, but I don't remember, like, anything that happened. Was it, like, Clay?
The theme tune, yeah.
I remember this theme tune, yeah. Don't you open that trapdoor. Yeah.
Because there's something down there.
And what was it?
Just more of those plastic things, wasn't it?
Oh, just plasticine.
What are they, monsters?
I don't know, but when it's plasticine, it's not as scary, is it?
No.
When you're like, oh, what's down there? It's just plasticine. I'll just stamp on it then. I'll put fucking Nike imprints in all them monsters' heads.
I'll mush it into the carpet and my mum will go
exactly.
mad.
You won't eat, yeah, exactly. I'll get it in my sister's hair and they'll have to cut it out. Yeah, I'm not scared.
Doesn't scan though, does it, in the theme tune?
I ain't scared of no plasticine. Yeah, I'm not. Come at me, plasticine.
Come at me, Morph. What was Morph's mate called?
I don't know.
He had a white mate, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. A little token.
Yeah, a little token.
That's the only reason Morph got on the telly.
Yeah.
Because he had a little white mate. When I
was a kid, like, he was my only role model as an Asian. Little brown Morph with Tony Hart.
Oh, that's funny. Imagine, Morph is the only person you can look up to as an Asian boy. Morph and cricket. That's all you've got.
That's my memoir sorted.
And,
Morph and cricket.
And Spike Milligan browned up.
Yeah.
Is it curry and
that,
chips?
And that fella from, what's that robot film called? Johnny Five.
Oh, yeah. He was white, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was white.
Yeah.
What's the film called? Short Circuit.
Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
He did the voice as well.
And then The Simpsons came on and everything changed with Apu. Apu knocked down so many doors.
Who's that massive over actor on Corrie?
I don't know.
He was like quite a big guy, Asian guy.
Dev?
Yeah, Dev.
Dev Patel?
Yeah.
I only know that, yeah. And then, do you remember when they tried to put an Asian family in EastEnders and like the ratings dropped by like
did
half?
It?
The Ferreras.
Oh, yeah.
It was, what's he, Raji James, is it?
Don't know.
Yeah, they put him in it and a few of Pooja Shah was the woman.
They even didn't give them an Asian name.
The Ferreras.
Yeah,
it's Portuguese, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's Goa, isn't it?
Oh, that's what they all said. Yeah. That's what Barbara Windsor said. Goa out of my pub.
R.I.P.
Oh yeah, R.I.P. to the Queen Vic. Yeah. They didn't want him in there. Didn't want him in the Vic.
No.
I don't know if they were in there anyway, to be honest.
Probably not. Maybe getting an orange juice or something.
Little Britvic 55 or whatever. Little 55 for the Ferreras.
A little Karma Cola.
Shout out Garden Social who finessed us with the coffees today.
You're doing a gig there, aren't you?
Yeah, a little gig called Cafe Laffe. I said it as a joke, like a shit name, and they were like, oh, we like that.
I don't know why we're advertising. It's sold out, isn't it?
It is sold out, but there's another one in December. Come to that. I might get Jim down.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, should we ring some people?
Yeah. Should we ring Jim? I know he's not a United fan, but he's got opinions.
He has got opinions.
You've got Jim's number, haven't you?
Yeah, is he free now?
I've just texted him.
All right.
Samuel Luckhurst says, Sir Alex Ferguson and former chairman Martin Edwards visited Carrington today.
What's a... It's like, is it like that scene in Goodfellas where they've like, when Paulie turns up and the other one is like, you got to go home.
Yeah.
You got to go home.
Jim says, of course.
Oh, we'll ring Jim now then.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's Danny and Noz from Della Gold. Jim, how are you?
I'm all good, mate. I'm all good. I see the idea of being on your pod, you've no idea, mate. For Christmas, come early, man.
Are you a long time listener, first time caller?
I am a long time. I was there at the beginning.
Yeah. Six weeks ago. Also,
yeah.
Back then, United were challenging for the title.
Was that pre-Ronaldo or was that the first one?
I think it was pre-Ronaldo, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I think it was pre-Ronaldo.
Remember Ronaldo? Remember the fervour when all the United fans were happy and that, dancing around with their beards
on?
It
was like a sugar rush. And then it ends away.
What, I know we were meant to be just phoning United fans today, Jim, but you're sensible enough to... do you just think he's just... He's never going to get any better. He's just shit, isn't he? He's not shit, but he hasn't got it. It's not what's required.
Let me put my credentials out. I have to keep saying this. I'm not a United fan, but I always call myself a United sympathiser.
Yeah.
Growing up in Scotland, at the time when I grew up, you had a second team. And at that time, it was a kind of great United side that, oddly enough, got relegated, but the Tommy Docherty side, like Pearson and Hill and Coppell and all of that carry on, and they were my English team, and my dad knew Tommy Docherty and he knew Paddy Kern, so it was a kind of an easy decision, but one of the two teams was going to be mine, you know.
Right.
But what this reminds me of, it reminds me of the situation we had at Celtic with Tommy Burns, who was a club legend and everybody loved him, but there just came that point where you just went, this isn't working out, mate, you know. And I think at the weekend there, that was it. We hit it at the weekend.
I think when he walked down that tunnel, they should have just opened, you know, the doors to the, and just let him carry on. Just carry on walking. You know, like Lemmings, where you block the entrances off and they just can't, just fucking let him walk into the Irwell. Irwell that ends well.
At least it's better than the old Yeller. Can I do if just somebody takes him out the back with a shotgun?
They could have done that. That's why there's all those bumps at Ultra. You know where they take the corners. That's why it's slightly raised up. It's where it's where they're all buried. I just think that he is. He's. Do you think he's tarnishing his legacy? That's what I've heard some people say.
I think it's too early for that, but. It's almost an act of cruelty now because I think. Well, I do, and I'm not joking when I say it, because what you've got is when he even the away support that will be there on Sunday, who are probably, you know, that most of them are the proper hardcore, no messing about. There'll be very, very few people that want to see him in that dugout. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, because even up until now he's had that support, and I don't think that's fair. You know, you don't. And the thing is, you know, the whole lads at Tottenham thing could really come back to bite United on the arse. That's what I mean.
Yeah, the team talk at Spurs is going to be lads. It's holy.
Have you heard what they're calling it?
What?
El Sakiko? Because obviously Tottenham is shit as well at this time. Fucking Moyes is finessing them. It's mad when you're looking at Moyes going, what if?
I know.
Oh. Fucking hell.
No, you're not, Danny.
No,
you're
I know.
Boys and saying, what if, mate?
What if we'd have had 90 corners against Fulham instead of 88?
How do you think it's... Because there was a lot of Solskjaer loyalists, especially on social media and in the ground. Do you think that attitude has slightly started to change now? Do you reckon the weekend was a big point?
Well, you know me, Noz, I'm not a huge fan of loyalists at the best of times, you know. I think there was.
Noz, I'll edit that out. It's a shit house.
Our mutual pal, Justin, he has been a steadfast defender of him, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think even at the weekend, I think even he thought, yeah, lads, I think I need to take a step back from this position, do you know what I mean?
It was mad seeing all the fans walk out, wasn't it?
See, they made up a lot of that, but when you saw the pictures at the final whistle, the stadium still looked quite busy. Not even maybe the final whistle. Because
it's relative,
5 minutes
isn't it?
Ago, it still looked quite busy, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. There would have still been like 60,000 in the stadium. It's just like...
I'm walking out, me.
You're walking out?
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in that. Yeah. Like, fucking walk out. If it's shit, walk out. I've got better things to do. I've got swing ball to put up in the garden. I've got wood to chop or whatever you've got to do. I've got a stroganoff to prepare. Those mushrooms don't slice themselves. Like, why am I sat there or stood there because some prick in front stood up and I want to sit down because we got a throw in? Oh, he's stood up now. Just sit down, you dickhead. If stand up at a footy if it's good. But if you just want to throw in, fucking sit down. There's old people that want to see. Anyway, so, like, I'm going. I went, and again, Justin didn't forgive me for it, but, like, you know, away to Everton when we were like 4-0 down at half time or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going. See you later. Baked potato, mate. I'm going to get walk through Stanley Park.
You're not a big fan of the air fryer, Dan?
I just think it's smoke and mirrors. I just think it's like...
Whereas, let's get a bit of a debate going because Jim's a fan, I think.
I am a fan, and I'll tell you what I most like it for is that sometimes if I get a big chippy tea, right, and I think sometimes I'm feeling a bit bloated with the chips, I'm thinking, I'm eating these but I'm not enjoying them, I now have got that luxury of saying, you know what, that's plenty for the moment. And I can leave them aside.
Exactly.
So one,
pop them in the air fryer, give them a wee in the air fryer, do a wee bit of curry sauce in the microwave, and we have a proper supper, not one of those shitty suppers that Nigel Slater does. A proper supper.
Don't bring up Slater. You always love bringing him up.
I'd be bringing them chips up. Fucking, you can't reheat. Potato is the one food you can't reheat. It's never the same.
Yes, you can, Danny.
Never the same. There's always something missing.
They're not the same. They're not the same. It is a different. I will give you that it's a different, but different can be good, Dan.
A bit like United.
It's like the second season of Game On when it was Neil Stook instead of Ben Chaplin. It was the same but different. As a non-United fan but a sympathiser, Jim, who would you like to see in there?
Oh, no. Who I think would be the best man for the job.
I know who you're going to say.
Don't say him. If you say him, mate.
Yeah.
Say it.
If you say him.
I hate him with an almost pathological hatred. However, in terms of the football he would play.
Say his name.
Well,
say his name, Jim.
I don't think I can, actually. I'm going in deference to Danny, right?
Just say it. Go on, Jim. Fuck it. Right. Say it.
Right. His full name is Brendan fucking Rodgers.
Oh, no. I'd rather have that Brendan cunt that wrote Mrs. Brown's Boys. You can't have him. What's
I know you can. I know you can. I got reprimanded yesterday for suggesting it. However, I think Conte would be a disaster as well because I think after the novelty wore off of a few clean sheets in a row, you'd be sitting there going, this is shite.
He's always falling out with his clubs. He won't be there long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but no, I don't want him there long.
You just want him there too.
No, because I want that fucking, I'm the hipster guy that wants 10 Hag.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd take 4 Hag at the minute. I'd take a singular Hag. But he's not going to leave now.
Yeah.
No. So get Conte in to steady the ship. Basically, like this, I'm convinced, right? Ollie was there until Pochettino was ready. Pochettino got to the Champions League final and changed his mind, decided that there might have been more in this Tottenham side. Because I don't think they give Ollie that contract. Right. Or maybe they did. Maybe he knew. I don't know. But I'm convinced that, like, Poch was who they wanted. I think they still do. I do not want that. How can you not win the league at Paris Saint-Germain?
I know, Arctic sun doing, really.
Fucking Maureen Rees from driving school would win the league at Paris Saint-Germain.
I'll tell you who I would love to see, and it would
Klopp.
Be... Oh, no, man. Just the shithouse's shithouser, it would be Simeone.
Oh, nah, couldn't watch that.
Brilliant would that be, man. It would be fantastic.
That. It'd be man. Too hard. That's too hard to watch. It'd be like watching the later rounds of The Cube.
just
too stressful.
Talking about shithousing, what do you think about Danny's call about Mancini?
And he has a fucking cheek to have a call me about Rodgers.
Mate, Rodgers can't wear a Rodgers cannot wear a scarf like Mancini, mate.
Well, he can't. And also, we've seen the pictures of him in the swim shorts, and you're thinking, yes, that is a man who knows how to look after himself.
Yeah, and he hasn't been to Turkey to get his fucking jib sorted.
And also, it doesn't have big, mad teeth either.
Yeah.
Which helps.
Exactly.
Well, okay, you maybe won me round. He might be more suitable. He might be more suitable than Rodgers, but we both know he's not a suitable individual, man.
So we're recording this on Tuesday. It'll go out later in the week, probably Thursday. How do you?
When Noz has cut all the funny bits out.
Yeah, when I've edited out anything that's mildly risque. How do you predict?
He's just edited out the word risque because it sounded a bit like gay.
Come on, Danny. You and I both know the truth about Noz. We know how homophobic he really is.
The big shame is none of this will stay in, Jim.
I know. Yeah, say what you like. Have a go at me as much as you like. I'm taking all this out, keeping all my best gags, all two of them. So this goes out later in the week. What's your prediction for how things will actually pan out this week? Do you reckon he'll keep his job?
I think he's keeping his job because they kind of briefed the guys last night, didn't they, that he might be going, and then it's over this morning that he's there, and apparently Ferguson and Martin Edwards were at the training ground today, and yeah, I think he'll keep his job, but yeah. Who cares? I think it's only because nobody said, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. They're probably just buying themselves time till they can get somebody lined up.
Well, the chat is that, this is what I've heard, it's probably bollocks, but this is what people are saying, is that it was all sorted for Conte to come in, and then there's a few people at board level. So they're arguing now not whether he should get the sack. I think they've decided that he's not the man for the job, but they're deciding who to bring in, and there's arguments. So a few of them want Conte, and a few don't.
Well, again, there's something going on, but it's a shame because he just seems like such a thoroughly nice man.
Yeah,
Solskjaer, do you know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. This is the point that Danny's making, is that it would be the kind thing to do at this point, just to sort of like say, like you've overperformed in some ways. It's not working now. It's almost like he's lost, with all the speculation in the last few days, he's lost credibility.
Well, this is what I hate about football. Like, you can never have tried your best and it's just not good enough. Yeah. You either got to be fucking shite or the best in the world. And that's what's annoying. Is that, like, I said it before, like, it's okay for people to go, he's took us as far as he's come, that's fine. And it would be okay for him to say that. But as it is now, you've got to go out fucking in a blaze of glory and fuck everything up and play McTominay at centre-half and say that we should never have deserved to beat Sevilla anyway. Like, I'm in the camp that they should have binned him after that final. Like, it was evident from then on that he wasn't going to win anything at United. That's the only thing he was ever going to win.
Danny, you nailed it on the Damn Daniel podcast.
Oh, what a
fucking hell. It's had like four references.
Yeah,
so
we'll
far.
Fucking cut them all out like you normally do.
Exactly. Shout out to the Damn Daniel podcast.
Fucking hell.
Then you think to yourself, how many times can you cut it out? But you said, you nailed it on the Damn Daniel when you said about, look, it's like comedians.
Yeah,
he's a good middle, but you would never have him.
Exactly.
Your show.
Exactly, he needs a guitar.
And that to me was a bit. That was the best one.
He
that
said
was
it.
The best analogy I heard.
Dan said that on here. There was no.
I said it on here.
There was no need to mention Dan on the podcast.
Look at Nas getting shook.
I think he didn't. I think he mentioned it on the Dan Daniel. No, where he has the far superior co-host of Robin Holland.
It's like EastEnders. He does an omnibus.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Before you go, we asked...
Two words or less, Scholes. What are you saying?
He's pleading the fifth. Before
the fifth toe.
before you go, Jim, we asked on Twitter which team had the best celebrity fans, and there was a few calls for Celtic, but some of them felt proper dubious.
We put fucking Celtic strips and Celtic scarves on the most random of celebrities, and then pretend that they were fucking born and bred Celtic fans.
Someone said Snoop Dogg.
Yes, listen, Google it. There's a picture of him in a Celtic top. Jennifer.
He's from Govan.
Jennifer Love Hewitt went out with some Formula One driver, whatever. It's a Celtic fan.
Yeah.
And she wore a Celtic strip one day, and that was her.
Who would that be? Eddie Irvine.
No, it was Facchetti or somebody.
Oh, right. Facchetti.
It's not Formula One. It's that you know that American one that all the
NASCAR.
That's
the one.
NASCAR, mate. Fucking doesn't go anywhere because he can't drive. Just sits there waiting for me to pick him up.
Yeah. Noz is not at the wheel. So here are some of the names, and we need you to verify whether they're Celtic fans or not.
Blue tick these.
Yeah, Billy Connolly.
Yeah. Oh, definitely blue tick.
Rod Stewart.
The absolute archetypal Celtic guy.
Right.
He's dreadful. I'm afraid, yes, we have to blue tick him as well.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, yes, indeed.
James.
I can speak to that from first hand.
Oh, really, mate?
Gerard Butler. Ah, there we go.
Ah.
I actually know you, Gerard Butler. Used to go out with his sister.
Oh,
aye. That's a little fact.
Imagine
I'll
if
tell
they,
the story off here.
Okay.
I'll tell you a story off here.
Okay.
Imagine if they get in the Europa League and they get Sparta Prague. They've got to get him in. They've got to get him in just to kick someone over the out the fucking stand.
James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are you saying that?
I know that one. That's seen that one.
Did you go out with his sister?
No.
No. Martin Comps. Who's Martin Comps?
From Line of Duty.
Is that true?
Line of Duty. Yes, and Sweet 16 as well. Great wee Ken Loach film. Highly recommend it as well.
Gianni Capaldi.
Don't even know who that is. No. But
is that
Peter Capaldi? I think that's... No, I think
Sounds Scottish.
The whole of Westlife.
No, I think that's one of those ones, just because you're Irish, we'll just claim it. And you probably support like Arsenal or something.
And Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah, well, again, that's one of those stories. That
doesn't he support Hearts?
No.
No, he sung about it, the Jammies.
Yes. Yes.
I was good.
Yes, yes.
I was so out of my depth there as well. I was floating. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know whether it was going to work out.
Beautifully finished, Danny. There was nothing on there, mate.
That was a cross-come shot.
what's the Celtic connection with Jill Heron?
Oh, his dad played.
His dad
Jill Scott Heron.
Yep.
He was the first black player to play for Celtic.
Yep, absolutely. And the thing is, if you put a picture of Jill Scott Heron on Twitter, it's only 1.3 seconds before some Celtic fan says he dad played for Celtic. You know, it's just the law. It's a Twitter law. But I think 50s. The Black Arrowway was called in a slightly different time.
Jill Scott Heroin played for Hibs.
Fuck.
What? It's a train spotting joke. It's a literature joke. No.
Exactly.
Kevin Bridges is a mention there. He's obviously a big Celtic fan.
Oh,
he's one of the best comedians in the world.
He's got a box. He's got it's Celtic, right? If you go into the main stand, it's Celtic. On the bit behind for the TV grandkids, they've got like these boxes, right? And you've got, you know, like C.R. Smith and Blogs of Plumbers and such and such. And then you've got, I think it's Tony and Patricia. That's, yeah, Kevin Bridges' mum and dad.
Oh, quality.
A big sign outside the box. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely
He's a
brilliant.
Great guy. And, yeah, I'm one of the best comedians in the world. And
I dropped his name last night. I did a gig last night here in Liverpool. I lived in Leeds, and I walked on and I said, "I'm what you get when you order Kevin Bridges off a Wish."
just for balance, Jim.
Michael Bridges.
Yeah. Just for balance, Jim.
Skulls, two words.
can you give us some famous Rangers fans? The Queen.
Oh God. Prince Andrew.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, it was a little low, but fuck it, I'm having it. Oh God, there's the thing. There's the lassie, what's her name again? Oh, Scottish artist, Scottish musician, somebody McDonald. Amy McDonald.
Oh yeah.
Is that it?
Amy McDonald.
Do you know what?
Alistair Burnett used to be a Rangers fan before he sadly passed.
Oh, I don't know who that Taylor is.
Pierce. Well, he used to do news at 10. You would know him. If you Googled him and looked at his thing, go, oh, him. You would know him.
Right, I'm just Googling famous Rangers fans. Gordon Ramsay.
Hold on, let me... Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, of course, that knob. Yes.
Amy McDonald, which you just mentioned. Sean Connery.
Yeah, he kind of jumped to Dyke, apparently. He was pals with David Murray.
Bit of a wrong, isn't he?
Yeah.
No stranger to admitting a slap.
Midget.
Fine, you can have him.
Midget.
Because he means nothing to me.
Didn't he say what, Rapid Vienna?
Two very good puns in a row.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Chris Evans.
Which one?
The ginger one.
From Warrington.
The orange man.
Yeah, that's it.
well played.
Marty Pello.
Again, welcome to him.
And Mike Tyson.
Yeah, only because of Sean Connery.
Fucking hell.
That'll get edited.
Yeah, that'll get
edited. Fucking Noz is scared.
Can I say it's more likely to get read, but I was ready to say it, to be perfectly honest.
Well, yeah, there you go. yeah, fucking Celtic was sponsored by C.R. Smith and Rangers was sponsored by C.R. Kelly. That'll get edited out.
It will.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
No bother.
It's been highly entertaining. Absolutely. To the point where we've got no time for Freddie Quinn.
Listen, no. Actually, that isn't, you know, you both, because that's getting edited down to about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Hello, Jim, and I'm going to say something like, loyalists, and then that'll be done.
Basically, Jim, we're going to call you, you're going to mention air fryers, and you're like, see you, Jim.
Good, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of the recording, lads.
Will do. I'll speak to you soon, Jim.
See you later, man.
See you later. Bye,
mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a guy.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Should we ring Freddie quick?
Yeah. So we're ringing Freddie
Quinn, United fan.
Comedian,
podcaster. All-round great guy.
Hello?
Hi, mate. You all right? It's Danny
I'm
McLaughlin,
not too bad. How are you?
From Della Goal. I'm here with Noz.
Have you met Noz?
No, we've not met. How's it going, mate?
Have you never met? All right.
No, I don't really have.
Big fan.
Thanks, mate. I'm a big fan of you too.
Oh, look at this mutual fanage. We're just chatting about Ollie. He's got to go.
What do you want me to say?
Has he got to go?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, thanks for listening.
how did you feel before, sort of like, say, beginning of the season?
Were you first Ollie out?
Yeah.
So, I was first Ollie out after that game.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So
Not even at half-time?
Yeah. I said at half-time, is it legal to sack a manager at half-time? Like, legitimately, it was horrific. I got asked to do the, for Stretford Paddock, they were having like a chat, a debate on whether or not they should go or not. And they wanted to know what my opinion was. And I said, I'm kind of 50-50. Like, on the one hand, I can see the argument to get rid of him, and that is that he is not of the level of Pep or Klopp or Tuchel, and he never will be. But on the other hand, he has improved the club. He has, you know, don't get me wrong, without Solskjaer, we could have easily been another Arsenal. You know, he's improved that
squad. We're level on points with Arsenal.
Yeah, but I mean in terms of... But in terms of when you came into this season, the expectations were completely different.
Yeah, and I think, and that's what I've said all throughout this podcast to the point where it's probably boring now. Like, it's okay to say, thanks, you've been great, but you can't be any better.
This is it. So I now think, I mean, at the beginning of the season, I was of the opinion that he had done enough to warrant a challenge for silverware with this current squad.
Yeah, let him play with the toys. Let him play with the nice toys.
Let
him drive the fast car, but he doesn't know how to drive it. He's used to a fucking Honda Accord.
That's exactly it. He's undoubtedly, under his tenureship, made the squad better and more harmonious. And so, at the beginning of the season, going into it, I thought, well, this next run of 10 games will define him, but he has a right to see how he gets on, as it were. Now, the result against Leicester was bad. It was a bad result. The result against Atalanta, to be honest, he got away with one. Now, I have also, as well, tried to defend Ole this season, because I think that it's been really easy to point the finger of blame at him when actually there's been a lot of really poor individual performances. So, for example, against Young Boys when we got beat 2-1, he came under a lot of stick for that. But he can't mitigate for Wan-Bissaka getting sent off inside 35 minutes. He can't mitigate for Jesse Lingard making that ridiculous pass back. Yes, he made tactical decisions throughout the game.
Yeah, but didn't they have like one shot against them and they're shit? Like,
yeah, but he was 1-0 up and he thought, well, the best thing that I can do is try and protect this. I don't agree with it, but I get it. And I don't think the whole of the blame could be laid at his doorstep for that. However, against the Liverpool game, that was so tactically inept, so naive, so just lackluster. It was appalling.
What's damning is that, like, Atalanta, like I said, felt us up for the first half an hour, like the first half, and he played the same team, knowing if a better team, they're out of sight. It's mad.
For me personally, I look at this result now as, if he doesn't get sacked off the back of this, what's a sackable offence look like?
Yeah, exactly. He's gone in the international break, I think.
You think?
When it's quieter, it's not as messy, they haven't got a rush to appoint someone in.
The question isn't, should Ole go? I think that if you can find a United fan that thinks Solskjaer should stay in a job, then quite frankly, they haven't been paying attention. I think that the question is who comes in. And whilst I can see the merits of bringing in Conte, if I had my choice of managers, it wouldn't be him.
Who would you have?
If I could have anyone realistic.
Fred, it'd have Bruce.
Yeah, mate. Let's bring Kevin Nolan out of retirement. Get Big Sam in. Get the boys back together. I would have Ten Hag.
Yeah,
we kind of said that.
But he's not coming now. That's the thing. The play is to get Conte in for 18 months.
This is it. I mean, the thing is you look at the managers that are realistically available that will defo come. You know, you're talking Conte, maybe Zidane if he fancies it. I think that Lucien Favre would be an interesting choice towards the end of the season.
Freddie getting his football manager bag now.
Well, you look at what he did at Dortmund. I mean, granted, the end of his stay at Dortmund wasn't particularly good, but he plays an interesting attacking brand of football, and I think as a short-term option until the end of the season,
he's not going to want to put... Someone said, give it Giggsy till he goes to prison. Someone tweeted that, which was a really good tweet.
But The thing is, man, is Conte's a serial winner. He's a born winner, and his reputation of winning trophies is not up for debate. But what he does is he buys 30-year-olds and puts them on 5-year deals. Do you know what I mean?
Conte's such a winner, he couldn't even be defeated by male pattern baldness.
This is my
bought that as well.
Yeah, he went out and bought it.
He's got
Just for Men on a 3-year contract. Fucking hell, man.
No, Just for Men's too long term. He bought a wig. He's win now. Before you go, two words and only two words. Paul Scholes.
Pinky big.
What did you say?
Pinky and big. Those are my two words.
Pinky and big. Right, Freddie Quinn there with a nail biting response to that. I'll catch you soon, Fred.
See you later.
Bye. Right, let's end on Scholes then.
Right.
I was thinking about Scholes' favourite footballers.
Go on.
And I was just trying to do stupid puns.
Go on.
And I've got Ruud van Nistelrooy. There's one. Dava Sucker. Tony Hibbert. Can't think of any more.
Petticure check.
Veruca Vialli.
Yes. Outstanding.
Oh, there must be more.
Write in
for Paul Scholes biting his daughter's
address it to Paul Scholes' toes. That's the title of your email.
He sucks toes, my lord. Oh, Scholes, he sucks toes. You can't do that.
Like, the whole situation. First, it's doing it. Second, it's being your daughter. Third, her putting it up. And fourth, keeping it up.
Yeah, it's got to be. It shouldn't go viral.
No.
Especially because it's a video. It can't get screenshotted. Well,
some people have said that's what parents do with the kids.
Oh, so you think he's trying to get his daughter viral?
No. As in sort of like when they're younger, you do that with your kids.
Oh, yeah, you do. But not when they're like 24. How old is she?
She's old enough.
I'm not. But have you seen like he like leaves like little emojis in her Instagram and that, like fire and fucking.
I mean, that could be supportive dad.
When she's in a bikini.
the whole. I mean, if you put aside the weirdness, a lot of people find it unsavoury. Excuse the pun, because they see
Mehmet Scholl.
Mehmet Scholl.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of puns. Mehmet Scholl. So gutted he didn't play against Mehmet Scholl in the Champions League final in 1999. He made it his life's work to get sponsored by Scholl.
But, there's a bit of a debate about whether the act of doing that to anyone is in some way romantic.
Mate, if it was fucking Pulp Fiction, he'd have been thrown out of a window. Isn't that what they were talking about? Scholesy, yeah. Rocky Horror.
Is it in the same ballpark?
It's Tony Rocky Horror. It's Scholesy Rocky Horror, mate. Toesy Rocky Horror. Fucking hell, it's horrible.
Oh, it just
someone tweeted that it puts him out of the Gerard Lampard Scholes debate.
Oh yeah.
At least we know why he actually did prefer the left. The left peck. Oh. There's no feet in the centre. Do you want to call it a day?
I think so. I think on that note.
It's been a bit of a deviation from what we normally do, yeah. But like, there was literally fuck all else to talk about.
It's a big sort of show in town at the moment. Like, that's all.
It's the big toe in town. That's why Scholesy turned up with a knife and fork.
Do you think the rest of his life he's just going to carry on as normal and never reference it?
Oh, I don't know. Nail Quinn.
You're going to be driving home later just
shouting
out.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, that's been us.
Sweet. Welcome. Thanks for listening to De La Soul of the Foot. Paul Scholes likes the De La Soul.
Come on. Come on, Paul.
Scholesy, come on. I'll keep my shoes on. Scholesy will be in mosque next week. Scholesy will be down the masjid.
St. James's Mosque.
Yeah. He'll be down the masjid looking for meals.
sniffing all the shoes.
Just there. Right. Thanks for listening. Keep liking, keep subscribing. Follow us on Twitter and that. Everyone who follows Noz, follow us.
Yeah.
Do that. And we'll speak to you next week. Bye.
See ya.
And that's a magic number.